we're excited to do this today. And we've got Landon and Eric who have asked, hey, could we be baptized? And I'm just going to give you a really quick word about what we're doing and why. Jesus says in Matthew 28, if I can find it in my Bible, he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So who has all authority in heaven and on earth? Jesus. And he retains that authority. He doesn't give that to me, but we operate as followers of Jesus. We operate under his authority because at the end of the passage he says, and I am present with you to the end of the age. So Jesus is here with us overseeing this baptism under his authority. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, talking to his disciples, and make disciples of all nations, that's us, baptizing them or immersing them in or into the name, singular, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the triune name of God. We put that name on the people, teaching them, and baptism is the beginning. It doesn't end there. It's not, oh, I'm baptized now, I can just go off and... baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded. So, disciples, followers of Jesus are to make followers of Jesus, who make followers of Jesus, who make followers of Jesus, who obey Jesus, who walk with Jesus all their lives. That's what this is about. Teaching them to observe all I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So, baptism doesn't wash away sins, but it's a picture of that. When we believe in Jesus, we're cleansed. When we believe in Jesus, we are immersed into the Holy Spirit and immersed into the body of Christ. And these people, because they have believed and been immersed into the Holy Spirit, been immersed into the body of Christ, they now want to publicly declare, I'm a follower of Jesus. And this is what Jesus told us to do, is to baptize believers in him into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I'm going to invite Landon to pop up here and just share a little bit of his story of how he came to trust in Jesus. And then we're going to get him wet, and then we'll go on.
Hello. Bear with me. I don't do a lot of public speaking, and I'm a little sniffly this morning. But I think the best way to outline my journey to Christ without telling my entire life story would be describing how I used to pray versus how I pray now. As a kid, I treated God like Santa Claus. I prayed for a bike or for a girlfriend, and I prayed for things I didn't like to go away. A mighty 8-year-old commanding God to do his bidding, unable to comprehend how I would surrender to him later in life. As a teenager, I really only prayed one thing. Are you there? And if yes, then prove it. Again, demanding the Lord to give me what I want. I looked to the world for my proof, and all I saw was corruption and the depravity of man's heart. Not knowing then that God is set apart from the world, and he is infinitely greater than the world. Amen. When I prayed as an adult, I begged God for forgiveness and for healing, over and over again until something finally clicked. I felt the hand of God slap sense into me, and I almost felt like he was humorously saying, are you kidding me? Did you miss the memo? You've been forgiven. The world has been healed. It was a whole thing prophesied for thousands of years. God incarnate took on the flesh, lived a sinless life, died the worst possible death, washed away your sins. And can you believe it? He rose from the dead 3 days later. Kind of a big deal, actually. And so now when I pray, all I can do is thank God for what he did for me. And ask what I can do to glorify him above all else, for he is my Savior. Before I sought Christ, there were so many low points in my life that I began to believe there was no such thing as a rock bottom. Because every time I thought I had dug myself the deepest hole possible, the ground would break beneath me, and I would sink lower. And who it hurt the most were those closest to me. At the darkest time of my life, I thought there was only one way to escape the evils of the world and the evils of my own heart. I couldn't face the sins I had committed against my family or my friends. I believed that the sins that had been done to me by others were stained on my soul with no way of scrubbing them clean. I found myself following, catering to, and worshiping death, as well as other false idols, falling further away from God's light. But when I learned that death had been conquered, when I learned what Christ did for me, and that He is risen, I had new life breathed into my heart. He forgave my arrogance and my anger. He comforted my pain, freed me from my shame, and my darkest day became my brightest. I am here today to declare that I worship a different God now, the one and only God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and I unashamedly rejoice in and praise Jesus Christ, who endured eternal punishment in my place. I tell you that if you have the love of God in your heart, no evil can stand against you. No corruption can come near you, because all things that are not holy cannot be in the presence of God. If you are like me and you have spent your entire life looking for a way to escape your sin, I tell you, Christ is the way. If you reach for Him, He always reaches back. And He might slap some sense into you, but He also reaches to embrace you. He knows you personally, and He loves you. You are made whole through the blood of the Son. He is my God, He is love, He is just, and He is omnipotent. The only thing my God lacks is limitation itself. So if you think you are beyond saving, seek the Lord, and you will find Him, and He will give you peace. And I know if the Lord wills it, it will be done, and I surrender my will to His. If I could summarize my testimony in one sentence, it would be this. I am a sinner, and through faith alone in Jesus Christ, I am saved. Or if I could say it with one Bible verse, it would be Romans 11:36. For from Him, and through Him, and for Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Landon. Landon, are you putting your trust for your eternal salvation only and completely in the finished work of Jesus on the cross for your sins?
Yes.
And do you commit to follow Him for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Based on your profession of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm going to now turn it over to my good friend Carl Wimmer, who is the pastor of First Baptist Duchesne, and we got the privilege of hanging out today, but he gets to baptize a friend of his, so come on up.
Very good. Well, it's great to be back home. This is exactly where I and my wife were baptized in 2014, and in 2017. 18, around there, my wife and I planted Gunnison Valley Fellowship Church. And Erica and her family started attending Gunnison Valley Fellowship Church. In 2001, my family moved to Duchesne, and I now pastor the First Baptist Church in Duchesne. But was so honored and excited when Erica reached out to me and said, I'm in. I know the Lord. I want to be baptized. Can you do it? And it worked perfectly because I'm on sabbatical until December. And so here we are visiting our church home, my pastor, our original church family, and I get to do a baptism here. And I believe Erica and her husband Parley and the family, this is going to be their church home. I've encouraged them to plug in here with you from Church of the Bible, and they're super excited to do that. So Erica, come on up and share a little bit about your journey.
Hello, everybody.
So I had a long journey, and my faith has become so strong, so strong over the years. I started attending Gunnison Valley Fellowship Church, and that's where it all began. And so my testimony is super, super long, so I don't want to keep you guys waiting forever, but I had a really hard childhood. I got into some pretty bad things, fell off course a few times, sin after sin after sin. I hit rock bottom, and I only knew there was one way up. And I felt God was telling me, it's okay, give me your hand, I'll get you out of this mess, but you have to give your life to me and follow what I do. So now I surrender my life to Jesus Christ, and the old me is gone, and new me walks with Christ.
Amen. Amen. I would encourage Parley and the kids, if you want to come up so you can see and get a front row and take pictures, you're more than welcome to do that. So go on up and be careful.
Jay, I know it's pretty well.
Just come around, put your feet here, sit here. Okay. Erica, are you depending on Jesus and his shed blood on the cross for your salvation alone, only his shed blood?
Yes.
Okay. And do you commit to plugging into a church and following him for the rest of your life?
Yes.
And based on your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Very descend and risen to new life.
Awesome. Thank you guys for being a part of this. What a day. Praise God. He transforms people.